Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir daf Lamed Zayin. For those on the Zoom, Rabbi Leibowitz will be zooming the daf in exactly an hour, which puts a lot of pressure on me because for those who are going to listen to him and do Chazara, I better get it right. Hopefully we will. So today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Aleha Shalom. So today we are going to continue a discussion that we started yesterday, maybe even the day before yesterday. Today we're going to cover fundamental Shas topics of Heter Mitzareif L'Isser and Tam Ki'ikar. So just to level set and set the table again, explain where we were holding. So we had seen there is a word which is used in the Pasuk, Legabe, the Isser of Nazir, and that word is Mishras. And from the word Mishras, we wanted to learn that Heter Mitzareif L'Isser. Of course, we know we started discussing this whole thing because we saw the mission in the beginning of the Perek that told us about the three different types of Isurim that a Nazir has to abide by, one of which is that he's not allowed to eat any grape products, obviously. That one we are well familiar with. And we learned from the fact that the Pasuk says Mishras. Mishras means something which is soaked. Something which is soaked in wine. So we wanted to learn from there that Heter is Mitzareif L'Isser, because we had seen that the shear of the Isser of grape products, that the Nazir is not allowed to eat grape products. We actually saw Machlokas in the Mishnah. It depended on whether we hold by the Mishnah Rishon or the Mishnah Achrona. The shear was either a Revius or it was a Kezias. But regardless, from the word Mishras, what the Gemara wanted to learn was that if you have bread which is soaked in wine, and there is not necessarily a Kezias of wine, but the bread, when it combines with the wine, gives you a shear of a kezias, that will be usher for the nazir to consume. Why? Because of the principle of heter mitzareif l'isser. And from there we wanted to learn that heter mitzareif l'isser generally is not a concept which we hold by. However, by nazir it is, because of the word, again, mishras. And then we saw the shita of Rav Dimi yesterday, where Rav Dimi said that no, the reason that you would be chayiv for eating this mixture, the reason that you would be chayav for eating this piece of bread which is soaked in wine, is not because of the principle of heter mitzareif l'isser, rather it's because of the principle of kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. What does that mean? So kezayis b'chtei achilas pras means that there is a kezayis of isser. It's not all in one place. There is a kezayis of isser. The reason that you would be chayav is because over the time period, over the time span of achilas pras, of the time that it would take to eat a pras worth of this mixture, you were actually ingesting a kezayis worth of isser. So again, we've been seeing this fundamental machlokas yesterday, whether from mishras we want to learn the reason that you're chayav by an account of the word mishras is because of heter mitzareif l'isser, or is it because of this concept of kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. Right, today we're going to talk about what we actually, we're going to see in Machlokas, what we learn from the word Mishras, whether we learn Heter Mitzareif L'Isser from the word Mishras, which is the idea that we had been discussing yesterday, or whether we're going to learn the concept of Tam Ki'ikar from the word Mishras. What's Tam Ki'ikar? So Tam Ki'ikar, another fundamental Shas principle. Tam Ki'ikar is when you have something which itself is not an usher food. The Torah doesn't legislate that that specific food is usher. However, that permitted food is soaked in an usher food and so takes on the taste of the usher food. So the physical item that you're eating is actually mutter, but it tastes like something usher. Is that going to be usher or is that going to be mutter? And how broadly does that concept apply through all of Torah? That's what we're going to be discussing in today's daf. So again, the rabbi left off yesterday, Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. We got up to 2, 4, 5 lines from the top of the Amud, and that is where we are going to start from today. Second to last word on the line, Amar Lei. So again, Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph, 5 lines down, says the Gemara, Amar Lei Abaye. So says Abaye, Mimai Dahai Mishras, Leheter Mitzareif L'Isser, Hu Diyasa. How do we know that the word Mishras, when it says the word Mishras infused, how do we know when it says Mishras by a Nazir, it's coming to teach me the halacha of Heter Mitzareif Le'iser. So Dilma Litain Tam Ki'ikr Hudiyasa. Maybe it comes to teach me the principle of Tam Ki'ikr. So over here we're introduced to this machlokas. How do we have been operating under the assumption that Mishras is going to teach me the concept of Heter Mitzarif Le'iser, but how do we know that? Maybe it's coming to teach me the concept of Tam Ki'ikr. And what's Tam Ki'ikr? So the Mafarish explains, Shem Shara Anavim B'mayim, if you soaked grapes in water, V'yeshbo Tam Yayin, and so the water takes on the tam of wine, it's not wine, but it's water in which grapes were soaked, Yechayev Alatam K'mo La'ikr. So you would be chayev for ingesting that mixture, just like you would be chayev if you ate grapes. And why are you chayev? You're chayev because that which you're eating, even though technically it has the status of something that's mutter, it tastes like something that's aser. So aprishal anavim umekame de mesayim abay lamilse maktim le'ashas lepruche. And then the Mefarish just explains, Abaye didn't even get his whole statement out of his mouth. But before Abaye can finish speaking, the Gemara jumps in and starts asking. So again, Abaye wants to know. We have a word mishras by nazir. The Gemara had told us that Mishras teaches me the principle of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, that I'm Chayiv even if I don't really have a Kazayis of something that's Usser. I only have a Kazayis because something which is Mutter is combining with that which is Usser. So Abaye says, how do we know that the principle is teaching me, that Mishras rather is teaching me the principle of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser? Maybe it's teaching me the principle of Tam Ki'ikr. So says the Gemara, Ulabaye me karka kashale. My Kama Rav Dimi. Abaye was wondering, what exactly is Rav Dimi saying? V'kamosev lei kol alin tiyufta. And he asked all the questions that we saw yesterday. Remember where we had the two mixtures, one of chulin, one of truma, the two mixtures in front of them, one of chulin, one of truma. And we wanted to say that, if one fell into the other, we were automatically going to assume that it was mutter. And we were asking, why do you say it's mutter? If we're dealing with a chashish, so deraisa, shouldn't you be machmir? So he had all those questions, all shaklevataria we had in yesterday's daf. So may karkakash lesa, my kamar of dimi, v'kamosav lakal alan tiyufta, hada armale, and therefore he wound up concluding that litain tam ki'ikr. That over here, that the word mishras is teaching us tam ki'ikr. So basar deshani le, amar le, dilma tam ki'ikr udiyasa. And therefore he said, well, maybe maybe this is teaching me the halacha of Tam Ki'ikr. So what does it mean, Basar Deshani Le? So again, the Mefarish is going to help us out here. So the Mefarish explains that Basar Deshani Le, Rav Dimi, Debashar Isuri, Lo Amrin, and Hetam Esarif Le Isser, Ela Be Isser Nazir Bilvad, Armer Le Abaya, Dilma Filu Lagabe Nazir Lo Asa, Ela Kadei Lidhin Tam Ki'ikr, Shim Shara Navim B'mayim, then it's going to be Asser for eating that mixture. So in other words, Abaye is questioning, is there a concept of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser at all? Rav Dimi was telling us that Heter Mitzarif L'Isser applies only by Nazir because of the word Mishras. But we had all of these questions. Is it Heter Mitzarif L'Isser? Is it really because of Kzayis Bechtei Achilas Pras? So maybe now he's revisiting and saying that Mishras is not teaching me Heter Mitzarif L'Isser. Rather, it's teaching me the principle of Tam Ki'ikr. L'Chedetanya. Like we learn in Ebraisa, Mishras, it says by Nazir the word Mishras, Litain Tam Ki'ikr. It's to teach me the principle of Tam Ki'ikr, Shem Sharan of and B'mayim, that if you soaked grapes in water, V'yeshbem Tam Yayin, and therefore the water takes on the taste of the grapes, Chayiv. You're going to be Chayiv for ingesting that if you're a Nazir. Umikan Atadon Kol Isurin Shebetorah, and from here I learned the principle of Tam Ki'ikr by all Isurim Shebetorah. So over here we're already noticing a difference. Unlike yesterday, where we said that there's a concept of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, because of the word Mishras, but it only applies by Nazir. Over here, we're saying that from the word Mishras, we're learning Tam Ki'ikr, and Tam Ki'ikr is going to apply as a principle throughout the entire Torah. How would we apply from Nazir to the entire Torah? The word Mishras is only written by Nazir. Says the Gemara, Uman Nazir Sheini Suro Isser Olam, because Nazir has certain kulos. And so we're going to make an assumption that if this concept applies by Nazir, then certainly it should apply by other Isurim. What are the kulos that Nazir has? Ein Isura Isser Olam. It is not a permanent Isser. Why? Because you're a Nazir only for a term, And in fact, if you don't specify a term, you're only a nazir for 30 days. Veini suro isur hana, nor is it an isur hana, meaning the nazir himself is not allowed to eat grape products. However, somebody else is allowed to make an eruv tchumim on behalf of the nazir from grape products. And so we see, obviously, the nazir is allowed to have hana from the grape products, even though he's not allowed to eat them, even though there's an isur achila, there is no isur hana. V'yesh hetar li suro, another kula of nazir is that there is a heter for the Isser. How is there a heter for the Isser? Because Nazirus is a type of neder, and during the term of the Nazirus, you could go to a Chacham, you could be Shoal on the Nazirus, you could get the Nazirus revoked, and therefore, it's generally speaking, a pretty permissive Isser, because again, it has an end, it's not an Isser Ana, and you could get out of the Isser in the middle. So Asaba Tam Ki Iker, nevertheless, with all of these kulos by Nazir, we're going to say that Tam Ki Iker, that if you have something which itself is mutter, but it tastes like something that's usser, it's going to be usser. So then, just taking this as an example, so Kalaya Kerem. So certainly by Kalaya Kerem, by the Isser of Kalayim, which is when you inbreed two different types of seeds, or two different types of animals. Sheisuro Isser Olam, that if you have Kalaya Kerem, like if you mix grain with grape, with a vine, then it's going to be usser forever. There's no sunset on that isser. V'isuran isser anaya. And it's also an isser ana. V'ein isser v'ein heter li suro. And you can't be matir the isser of kalaya kerem ever. Once it's mixed, you're done. It's over. It's always going to be usser. Ein adin sheyaseh b'tam k'ikr. So certainly, you should apply the principle of Tam Kaker. In other words, if you're going to say Tam Kaker, even by Nazir, which is relatively permissive because it has a three kulos, certainly by an Isser that doesn't have any of these three kulos, we're going to say Tam Kaker. V'adin la'arla b'shnayim. And it's similarly by Arla, is similar to Kilayim in two respects. What does it mean that it's similar to Kilayim in two respects? So the Mefarish explains that Orla is, number one, it's an Isser Hana, and Ein Heter Li Suro. And if something is Orla, like during the first three, so Orla is that during the first 3 years of the growth of a tree, the fruits are Orla, you're not allowed to eat them. The fourth year is Neta Ravai, and you're allowed to eat them, but only in Yerushalayim. So when we say by Orla is Orla's Asur Ba'ana, and Ein Heter Li Suro, meaning that during the first 3 years, there's nothing to do about the Isser of Orla. You simply can't get rid of it. The one stringency that Kalayim has that Orla doesn't have is that it's not an Isser Olam, because it's not Asur forever. You just have to wait until the fourth year, and then it's no longer going to be Orla anymore. But again, if something is going to apply by Nazir, which is relatively permissive, because it has these three kulos, certainly it's going to apply to an Isser that doesn't have any of these three kulos. And l'chaora, it should apply to an Isser that only shares one of the kulos with Nazir, but has two of the stringencies that Nazir doesn't have. So Amar Lei, Ha'umid Rabbanan, that one of the rabbis said that Rabavo Kikamar L'Ravi Akiva, that when Rabavo made his comment, he was saying it to Rabbi Akiva. So what in the world does this mean? So again, we need the Mefarish to help us out. So if you look in the Mefarish, it's about six lines up from where they get a little wide. So it says, Amar le ha'umid rabbanan, ina chinami, de mishras ki yasa litein tam ki ikar. Valibid rabbanan, you're right, that mishras comes to teach me the halacha of tam ki ikar. Rabavo ki kamar alibid Rabbi Akiva to kamar hetem et starif le iser. But Rabavo, in other words, we're talking past each other. We're assuming that Rabavo is asking on, how do we know that Mishras is teaching us Tam Ki Iker? The Gemara is saying, no, Tam Ki Iker, that's the Rabbanan. Rabavo is asking on Rabbi Akiva, who's saying that Heter is Mitzarif L'Isser, he's asking all of these kashas. What in the world is Rabbi Akiva? We have not seen the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore the Gemara is going to ask, hi, Rabbi Akiva, you're saying that Rabavo is responding to Rabbi Akiva. We haven't even seen Rabbi Akiva. Which Shita Rabbi Akiva? So Ilima Rabbi Akiva Dahacha, if it's Rabbi Akiva over here, Titanan, because we learn in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilu Shara Pita Biyayin. Even if you dip your bread in wine, V'yeshbo Kadei Litzaref Kazayis, and there is enough to be Mitzaref Kazayis, then you're going to be chayev. So umimai, how do we know that that's because of the principle of heter mitzarif le'iser? Dilma hu de'ika kezayis b'inei. Maybe that's only in a case where there is a kezayis itself. In other words, there's a lot missing here in this Gemara. So in other words, Rabbi Akiva made a comment that if you dip your bread in wine and you eat it, it's going to be usser. And the reason, presumably, that it's going to be usser is because of heter masarif l'isser. Because we're assuming that there's no kazayas of wine. There is a kazayas of this mixture when you add the bread to the wine. And the reason that it's usser is because of the concept of heter masarif l'isser. So now we're back already to yesterday's concept. And Abaye is asking, how do we know, and Rav Avoh is asking rather, how do we know that, how do we know that this isser is because of the principle of heter masarif l'isser? Maybe it's because there is an actual kazayas worth of isser here. Maybe it's because there's an actual kazayas worth of wine. And if you want to tell me, well then, if there's actually a kazayas of wine, and we know that a nazir is not allowed to have wine, what in the world is the chiddush? There is no chiddush if there's actually a kazayas worth of wine. So says the Gemara, no. The chiddush is as follows, lafuke mitanakama, to tell me not like the Tanakama, diyamar atri yishter revius yayin. Because the Tanakama said that there is an isser, and the shear of an isser is a revius. Over here, what we're saying is that there's an isser, and the shear of the isser is a kazayas. So maybe the chiddush is not one of heter masarif l'isser. He's telling me about the shear isser, whereas the Tanakama said that the shear isser is a revius. Rabbi Akiva is going to say that the shear isser is a kazayas. So, but the bottom line is that if that's the way we're explaining the machlokas, if the whole statement of Rabbi Akiva is to teach me the shear of the isser, that it's not a revius, but rather it's a kazayas. So it turns out that Rabbi Kiva is not talking about heter masarif l'isser at all. So again, we wanted to say that Rav Avoh is talking about that he's talking about tam k'ikr. And then we said, no, he's really talking about heter masarif l'isser. And then we brought down the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, but it turns out Rabbi Kiva himself is not even talking about heter masarif l'isser, because Rabbi Kiva is talking about a scenario where there is a kazayas worth of isser. He's only teaching me an inyan in the shear of an isser, that it's not a revius, rather it's a kazayas. So says the Gemara, Ella Rabbi Kiva de Braisa. It's Rabbi Kiva de Braisa. The Tanya, because we learn in the Braisa as follows. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Nazir Shishara Pita B'Yayin. If you have a Nazir who soaks his bread in wine, V'Ochel Kazayas Mipas Umiyayin, and he eats the Kazayas from the bread and the wine, meaning that it's combined, Chayev, then he's going to be Chayev. So this is obviously teaching me the principle of Heter Mitztaref Le'Isser. Similarly, Rav Acha Brei de Rav Avi Le Rav Ashi Le Rav Akiva de Kamukam Le Lahai V'Chol Mishras Le Heter Mitztaref Le'Isser Liten Tam Ke'Iker Minole. But the problem is now, so if Rav Akiva is going to teach me the halacha of Heter Mitztaref Le'Isser from the word Mishras, and we saw that there's a machlokas. From the word mishras, I could learn one of two halachas. I could either learn heter masarif l'isser, or I could learn tam ke'ikr. So if Rabbi Kiva is using the word mishras to teach me heter masarif l'isser, how does he know the concept of tam ke'ikr? Tosfos over here is bothered on the bottom. Tam ke'ikr, that tam ke'ikr minale, says Tosfos, how do you know that Rabbi Kiva says that Tom Kicker is even usser? Then why does he have to say that Tom Kicker? Why do we have to have a source for Tom Kicker being usser? Maybe he doesn't hold from the whole principle of Tom Kicker. Tosva says, not possible. If you look in the bottom Tosva's here, Vim Tomar, Vidilma Lesle, maybe Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold from the principle of Tom Kicker. Why do we make an assumption that he does? Vieshlomer, Devadai, De'i lo rashmina mikra achrina, Tom Kicker. If he wouldn't have another source to teach me Tom Kicker, lo avimuki mishwas lehetem etzarif le'isser. He wouldn't have used the pasuk by Nazir to teach me heter masarif l'isser. He would have used it to teach me tam ke'ikr. Why do I make this assumption that Rabbi Kiva definitely holds from tam ke'ikr? The tvei have mistaber leukme mishras litein tam ke'ikr, because it would have been more mistaber. In other words, it would have been more intuitive to teach me the isser of tam ke'ikr, kivan de yesh be isser atzmo kazayis, Ella she'ina be'en, ella taimo, misham ha'ochi me'ezek ra nafkale. So what Tosfos is saying over here is that tam ki'ikr, it's more mistaber that it should be usser than heter masarif l'isser. Because heter masarif l'isser, we grow up thinking that, and again, not for the purpose of an isser, because the nazir is usser to eat even a kolshu, but for the purpose of onshin, a person is only going to get a punishment if he eats a certain minimum quantity of a food. So heter masarif l'isser is teaching me that even if you don't have the minimum quantity of the usser food, it could join with something else. That's a pretty big chiddush. Tam ke'ikr, you have the minimum quantity of the food that's usser, Elamai, it's not really the usher food itself, but it tastes just like it. So how's it possible that it's not going to be usher? Of course it's going to be usher. So Tosfa says that if you think about these concepts, it's more mistaber, it's more simple to wrap our brain around the principle of tam ki ikar than it is the principle of heter mitzarif l'isser. And therefore, if Rabbi Akiva is going to learn the word mishras by Nazir to teach us the principle of heter mitzarif l'isser, it must be that he has another source to teach me tam ki ikar. So what's the source? Says the Gemara, so yalef mi basar b'cholav. So he learns it from basar b'cholav. So lav tav b'yalma. So let's say you have a steak and you cook your steak or you cook your roast in milk. So once you cook it in milk, there is no milk there. The milk is already burnt off. But what is there? There's the tam of the milk and the meat. And that's asur. So how do I know tam ki ikar? I know it from basar b'cholav. So achanami loshna. So also throughout the Torah, tam ki ikar, it's going to be asur. Rabbanan, so says the Gemara, so that's a pretty good source, right? So basar b'cholav. So why did the Rabbanan have to use the word mishras by Nazir to teach me tam ki ikar? Why don't they learn it out from basar b'cholav? Rabbanan mi basar b'cholav lo gamrina d'chidishu. So basar b'cholav, we don't learn because it's a chiddush. So what's the chiddush? So this brings to mind that the rabbi always quotes from Rav Shechter, chiddush can't mean something that we wouldn't have known if the Torah hadn't told us, because we wouldn't know anything if the Torah hadn't told us. But then this is a raya to what Rav Shechter always says, because the Gemara is going to search for chiddush in the sense that it breaks the mold. In other words, that it's going to teach me something unusual, that usually there's a rule set, and this goes against the rule set that we usually apply when we're interpreting the Torah. And so here we go. So the Gemara says, "My chidushay." So what's the chiddush? Ilei madai lechudei v'hai lechudei shari. Uvadei adadi aser. If the chiddush is simply that if you take the piece of meat standing alone and you take the milk standing alone, they're both going to be mutter. The problem is that when you mix them, it's aser, and that's a chiddush, because we never have something that individually are mutter, but when you mix them together, they're aser. Says the Gemara, of course we do. Kalayim nami hai lechudei shari v'hai lechudei shari v'adei adadi aser. If you mix grain and vines and a vineyard, eat the grain alone is mutter, the vineyard alone is mutter. The problem is, when you're mixing the seeds, it's going to be usr, kalayim. When you make a kalayim of animals, alone they're mutter, individually they're mutter, but together they're going to be usr. So, Ella, rather, the chiddush of basar b'cholav is, di tarule kule yoma b'chalba shari, that if you were to soak the meat in the milk the entire day, it would be mutter. Now we have to be careful here. Mutter means only on a doraisa level. Obviously, midrabanan, this is going to be very much usser, so not recommended. But midaraisa, if you soak your piece of meat in the milk the entire day, it's going to be mutter. Umavashale bishule usser, and just because you cook it, it's going to be usser. So that's a chiddush, and therefore you cannot learn the principle of tam ki ikar from basar b'cholav to the entire Torah. Therefore, we have to learn tam ki ikar from mishras by Nazir. Okay, so if Rabbi Akiva nami basar b'cholav chiddush or whatever, but Rabbi Akiva is the one who says that mishras by Nazir teaches me heter mitzarif l'isser. So he is learning tam ki ikar from basar b'cholav. So, but basar b'cholav is a chiddush. So if basar b'cholav is a chiddush, then l'chora, we shouldn't be able to learn tam ki ikar from basar b'cholav to kol haTorah kula. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva nami basar b'cholav chiddushu. So what does he do with that? So Ella, turning to Lamed Zayin, Amid Beis, Ella Yalef migu'ule ovdei kochavim. He learns the principle of tam ki ikar from giulei ovdei kochavim. Giulei ovdei kochavim are the emissions that come from the kelim of the Ovdei Kochavim. And what are we talking about? So we have to flip back to Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph for a second, to the Mefaresh, where he tells us that Gulei Ovdei Kochavim, the Amra Torah Bechlei Midyan, the Torah teaches us by the Chlei Midyan, that by the Kelim that Klal Yisrael took from Midyan after they did battle with them, that Kol Dover Asher Yavo Ba'esh, Yavo Ba'esh, V'chol Asher Yavo Ba'mayim, Ba'mayim. In other words, Kashering Kelim. And how do we kasher kelim? That if you have a kli which is used for roasting, then the way you kasher that kli is through fire. You have to blowtorch it. If you have a kli which is used for bishul, which is cooking, which is boiling, then you have to boil water in it. So, va'amai va'lekabu elatam. And the Mefarish says, well, why would it be that you have to kasher kelim. If there's no food in the kelim, all there is in the walls of the kelim is residual tam. It's tam iser shenis bashel bam elamemra de iser denosein tam ki iker elamai. Says the Mefarej, doesn't this halacha of guli of the kachavim? The fact that I have to kasher kelim that were used to cook non-kosher food, if I have to kasher kelim, the whole reason why I have to kasher kelim is because tam ki iker is because there's tam in the kli. And the tam ki ikar is going to be usur, and in order to get rid of the yisur, I have to kasher the kelim. So back on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the Yom Rachmana, because the pasuk says that kol davar arshe yava ba'esh, that anything which is used for roasting again, you have to kasher through fire, and anything which is used for cooking, you have to kasher through water. Says the Gemara, well, lameimra di isure geulei of the kachavim lav time of be'almahu v'yasar achinami loshna. And again, the reason that you have to kasher the kelim, let's say you didn't kasher the kelim, what would be in the kli? Is there any food in the kli? No, there's only taste. But from here we learn that tam ki ikar, that taste is also a problem, and that's why you have to kasher the kelim. But says the Rabbanan, ul Rabbananami typically megulei of the kachavim. So why did the Rabbanan learn? Why did the Rabbanan need the word mishras by nazir to teach me the concept of tam ki ikar? Why don't they learn the concept of tam ki ikar from geulei of the kachavim? And that way they open up the word mishras by nazir to teach me the principle of heter mitzaref l'iser. Samarlei hasam chidishu. No, because geulei of the kachavim is itself a chidish. What's the chidish? Taha b'chol haTorah kula nosein tam lifgam muter. That ordinarily speaking, we have a concept of tam ki ikar. That's what we're talking about right now, of no saint tam. There's also a concept in halacha of no saint tam lifgam, that the only time the tam is going to be usur is if the tam enhances something. If the tam doesn't enhance something, if the tam ruins something, then it's not going to be usur. And what are we talking about? We're talking about kelim, which had been used for non-kosher food. And presumably the kelim had been used, they were fighting a battle, right? So it's not like people were cooking a feast, like just that day. Presumably the kelim had been used for the non-kosher food some time ago. And if the kelim had been used for the non-kosher food some time ago, then the tam, which is in the kli, is not fresh food. It's disgusting. It's old food. That's called no saint tam lefgam. Usually no saint tam lefgam is going to be mutter. However, the pasuk told us, v'gabe gula of the kachavim, asur. Yet the Torah told us still these utensils require kashering, and that is a chiddush. Therefore, it's a chiddush because ordinary. In other words, a chiddush again in Rav Schechter's formulation, it breaks the mold. This breaks the mold because usually, yes, there's a problem of tam kikr, but usually no saint tam lefgam is going to be mutter. Over here, no saint tam lefgam is going to be also requiring us to kasher the utensils. That's why it's a chiddush. We can't learn from a chiddush. That's why we have to learn from nazir. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Kiva learns from Guli Akum, Guli of the Kachavim, Rabbi Kiva nami chal chidishu. But isn't it a chidish according to Rabbi Akiva? Some Rav Huna bar Chiya lo asra Torah el lekdei Rabas Yoma. No, it's not a chidish because some of the utensils may have been used for cooking that day. And if the utensils were used for cooking that day, it's not old tam. It's not going to be no saint tam livgam. Therefore, It's a requirement of kashering because of a regular tam, and that's not a chiddush. Says the Gemara, delo no sein tam lefgamu. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say, kedei rabas yoma nami, yefshar delo pakam porte. No, even kedei rabas yoma, even if you have a kli that we use for cooking that day, it's impossible that it didn't start to spoil a little bit. And if it started to spoil a little bit, then it's a no sein tam lefgam. And if it's a no sein tam lefgam, the whole concept of gulei of the kachavim is a chiddush, because usually no saint tam lefgam is mutter, but over here you're telling me that it's asur and it requires kashering. Therefore, it's a chiddush. I cannot learn from gulei of the kachavim according to the chachamim. I must learn tam ki ikar from the word mishras by nazir. Okay. So again, right now, just to organize our thoughts again, where we are is the Rabbanan learn from the word mishras, they learn tam ki ikar. They can't learn it from gulei of the kachavim because it's a chiddush. Rabbi Kiva learns mishras. From mishras, he learns heter mitzaref l'iser. How does he know no sein tam lefgam? How does he know that tam ki ikar? So tam ki ikar, he learns from gulei of the kachavim. Good. Says the Gemara, Samarle Rav Acha Brei the Rav Avi le Rav Ashi. Midrabanan Nishma le Rebbe Akiva. From the Rabbanan, from the Shita of the Rabbanan, we should learn something about the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Lav Amri Rabbanan Hai Mishras Liten Tam Ki Iker. That the Rabbanan, they use the word Mishras by Nazir to teach me the principle of Tam Ki Iker. Umikan Atadan L'Chol Isurim Shabbatorah. And from there, they learn from Chol Isurim Shabbatorah. Just like it applies by Nazir, it applies elsewhere in the Torah as well. Rabbi Kiva Nami, the Kamukam Le Lahaim Mishras, Le'etem Misarif Le'iser, Le'ma Mikan Atadan L'Chol Isurim Shabbatorah. So the Gemara is saying now we have an inconsistency between the Shita of the Chachamim and the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, because the Chachamim are going to use the word Mishras to teach me Tam Ki Iker, and they're going to use that principle of Tam Ki Iker L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Rabbi Kiva is learning, again, Tam Ki Iker he learns from Guli over the Chachamim, park it there on the side. Mishras he's going to learn Hetem Esarif L'Iser, but in the beginning of yesterday's daf, we learned that Mishras teaches me that principle of Hetem Esarif L'Iser only by Nazir. But if the Rabbanan are learning a different concept from the same word in the Pasuk as Rabbi Akiva, if Rabbi Akiva is going to restrict it to Nazir, why do the Chachamim learn it B'chalot HaRakula? Or flip the other way, if the Chachamim are going to use whatever halacha they learned from Mishras, L'chalot HaRakula, why does Rabbi Akiva restrict what he's learning from the word Mishras only to the principle of Nazir, but not to any other Isser? Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Mishum Dahavi Nazir V'chatas Beis Ksuv Ma'bam Ke'echad, V'chol Shnei Ksuv Ma'bam Ke'echad, Ein Malam Din Ah. Because we have the principle of Hetzim Masarif L'Isser, according to Rabbi Akiva, not only by Nazir, but also by Chatas. And whenever we have Shtei Ksuv Ma'bam Ke'echad, we cannot make a general principle. Why? So this is a general Shas principle. The reason is, because if the Torah wanted to teach us the halacha, it would have sufficed for the Torah to teach me the halacha once. And from there I know that if the Torah is telling me the halacha, it applies more broadly. Once the Torah is specifying in two different places that the halacha applies, then the halacha applies only in the case where the Torah specifies that it applies. So Nazir Hadi Amran. So Nazir is the word Mishras. Chatas Mahi. What is the case of Chatas? So the Tanya. Kolasher Yigab Bipsara Yikdash. That whatever touches the basar of the karban becomes kadosh. So yachal afilu shalabala. I might think that it's simply by contact it's going to become aser. Tamalomar bivsara achayivla bivsara. So in other words, says the Gemara, no, it says in the pasuk bivsara until it actually becomes infused in the basar. Meaning, so what does this mean? That what it means is that you have shuman, you have the permitted fat of a chatas, which is dripping, which is then incorporated, it's infused into the basar, into the meat of a shlomim. So two different types of karbanas, but the chatas fat is coming into the shlomim meat, and the chatas is more chumer than the karban shlomim. That we'll have to bear in mind, yikdash. So the pasuk says, back in the Gemara, yikdash, lios kamoa. It has to be, it's like it, meaning, shem psula hi yifsol. If the chatas is already pasul, why would the chatas be pasul? The Mefarish says, because the chatas can only be eaten liyom v'layla, because the chatas, it's already after the time that the basar of the chatas is permitted to be eaten, then even though what I have in front of me is a piece of shlomim meat, but the shlomim meat has in it some of the fat that dripped from the chatas, therefore if I'm not allowed to eat the chatas any longer, I'm not allowed to eat this meat any longer either, then ksheira te'echol kachomer shabbat. Now, if I'm still in the window where I'm permitted to eat the chatas, then this mixture has to be eaten kechomer shabbat, like the more chomer halacha, meaning that it has to be eaten with the restrictions of the chatas, as the Mefarish explains, lefnim min aklam lezichrei kuna liyom v'layla bavad. That it can only be eaten for a day and a night, it can only be eaten by the male kohanim, and it can only be eaten lefnim min aklam. It has to be eaten in the area of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So we have two principles of, again, this concept of tziruf, one which is by nazir, one which is by chatas. And says the Rabbanan Srichen, the Rabbanan say that we need both of these principles. Now, why would I need both of these principles? Because if we only would have had this principle of tziruf by chatas, Hava mina la nazir lo asimine. Then I would not have known that heter mitzarif le iser applies by nazir mishum de nazir mi kachim lo yalfinan, because nazir by kachim lo yalfinan, because we cannot learn nazir from kachim, because kachim is a whole different area of Torah. If something is written by kachim, it applies only by kachim. It doesn't apply by other halachos. Because Rachman Agabi Nazir, and if we only would have learned the principle of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser by Nazir, but not by Chatas, Hava Aminim Nazir Li'alfinan, I might have thought that we can't learn from Nazir Mishum the Chamer Isura, because the Isser is so Chamer, Dafilu Chartsan Aser, because even grape seed is going to be Aser to a Nazir. What's the big chumrah that even grape seed is usher to a nazir? Because this isser that a nazir has is an isser achila. The nazir is not allowed to ingest. He's not allowed to eat grape products. And the grape seed is something which is not really royal achila. So usually when we have an isser achila, it only applies to something which is royal achila. Nazir is such a chumrah dik isser, it's going to apply even to something which is not really royal achila. Hilkach lo asimine. Therefore, we can't learn from the principle of nazir to kala Torah kula, and therefore, basically, this is not a situation of base ksuvim abam keechad, because shnei ksuvim abam keechad, and when we apply the principle of shnei ksuvim abam keechad in melamdin, that's only where there was no reason for the Torah to mention it in both areas. However, if now we're explaining there's a reason that the Torah mentioned in both places, because had the Torah mentioned it only in one place or the other, I would not have known to apply it more broadly. Over here, it's not a problem of shnei ksuvim abam keechad. So Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva, Amar Lecha, so Rabbi Akiva will tell us, Lamait Tzrichi, that what do you need all this for? Bishlama Iksev Rachmana Chatas, if the Pasuk would have learned the principle of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser only by Chatas, Lo Gamar Nazir Minei, then we would not have learned Nazir from Chatas to Chulin Mikachem Lo Gamrinan, because we cannot learn Chulin from Kachem. Ela lichta rachmana b'nazir, but let the Torah teach me the principle of heter mitzarif l'isser by nazir, v'teisi chatas minei, and we could learn chatas from it, achal isurin shebetorah kagamri minazir, because nazir is a template for other isurim in the Torah. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say, amri lach chatas l'heter mitzarif l'isser, no, chatas teaches me the principle of heter mitzarif l'isser, v'chulim mikachim lo gamrinan, and chulim mikachim, we're not going to learn chulim from kachim, u'mishras, and mishras, as litain tam ki ikar, is to teach me the principle of tam ki ikar, mikan atadan l'chol isurin shabbatorah. And from here, we're going to learn all isurim shabbatorah from Nazir, because again, Nazir is a good template for all isurim. So again, this is the sheet of the Chachamim, who from the word mishras are teaching me tam ki ikar. Now, Rabbi Akiva, tarvayla temesarif l'isser, but according to Rabbi Akiva, who's going to teach from mishras, the halach of heter mesarif l'isser, vavile shneksu mabam kecha, v'cheshnu mabam kechad, ein melamdin. However, Rabbi Kiva is going to teach from, who's going to learn from the word mishras, heter mitzarif l'isser. Now we have a problem that the concept of heter mitzarif l'isser is taught to me in two places. It's taught to me in chatas, and it's taught to me in nazir. And if it's taught to me in two places, then ein melamdin, meaning that outside of kachim, it definitely applies by kachim, because that we learn from chatas, but outside of kachim, Heter Mitzarif L'Isser is only going to apply by Nazir. So to wrap all of this up, the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is whether Giulei Ovdei Chachamim is a Chiddush, whether kashering the utensils of Ovdei Chachamim is a Chiddush. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a Chiddush, because Kedera Bas Yoma, because it doesn't violate the ordinary principle of Nosein Tam Lifgam. And therefore, if he's going to learn Tam Ki Iker from Gulei of the Kakavim, he could learn Tam Ki Iker L'chola Torah Kula. And therefore, the Pasuk by Nazir is open to teach him the halacha of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser. And that also applies by Chatas. And therefore, he has Nazir and Chatas, Shneksum Abam Kechad Eim Alamdin. However, the Chachamim don't learn Tam Ki Iker from Gulei Akum, because Gulei of the Chachamim is a Chiddush, because usually Nosem Tam Levgam is going to be Mutter, but over here it's Asur, and it requires Kashering. Therefore, he learns Tam Ki Iker, the Chachamim rather learn Tam Ki Iker from Nazir, and they learn the Din of Tziruf from Chatas. And so it turns out that the whole machlokes is whether the din of Tziruf, of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, is Shayach by Nazir. Rabbi Kiva says it is Shayach by Nazir, because that's what I learned from the Pasuk of Mishras. The Chachamim say it's not Shayach by Nazir, because from Mishras I learned Tam Ki Iker. I only learn Heter Mitzarif L'Isser from Kachim, but I can't learn from Kachim to all other places in Shas. So a little bit complicated. We're going to pick up from here tomorrow, God willing. Hope everybody has a wonderful day.